USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says that Empire actor Jesse Smollett forged a racist hate letter and fake attack because he was unhappy with his salary. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Celebrities, news commentators, and even presidential candidates weighed in on something that was choreographed by an actor.
An angry Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson at a news conference.
How can an individual who's been embraced by the city of Chicago turn around and slap everyone in this city in the face by making these false claims?
A huge winter storm is making a mess of travel across much of the United States, affecting some 200 million people. More than 2,000 flights were canceled on Wednesday, and hundreds have already been scrapped for today. Snow is also flying in Las Vegas for the second time in 5 days. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Alabama woman who left the United States to join ISIS is not an American citizen and won't be allowed to return. Pompeo was on NBC's Today Show.
She may have been born here. She is not a U.S. citizen, nor is she entitled to U.S. citizenship.
Is that because she was the daughter of a diplomat and she was born here? Is that?
That's right.
The Secretary of State continues.
There are now over 800 terrorists that are being held, foreign terrorist fighters that are being held in Syria today. She's just one of them. She is a terrorist. She's not a U.S. citizen. She ought not return to this country.
18-year-old University of California Santa Cruz student Colin Howard is facing charges for allegedly creating an app to sell drugs. Police say Howard disguised the Banana Plug app as a game, but it did allow users to buy a variety of drugs, including cocaine, meth, and mushrooms. If convicted, Howard could face as many as 40 years in prison and up to a $5 million fine. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Residents of Stockton, California have been through a lot, from widespread foreclosures to the city going bankrupt. Starting on Friday, a bunch of Stockton residents will be getting a monthly payment of $500. This is known as a universal basic income. Maddie Dupler is a senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union. She explains more about this program in Stockton on Fox News.
So they've created a very targeted, narrow program. It's not really a UBI program at all. What it does, it affects about 4% of the population in Stockton. It goes, this $500 they're giving out only goes to people below a certain median income, which is actually the opposite of a UBI program. A UBI program says everyone, regardless of income, regardless of employment, gets a payout. The thinking being that this gets rid of the disincentives for people who are getting aid to not find work. Now, in Finland and in Canada, they've tried these programs and they have found the opposite to be true. They have found that by paying people not to work, you don't create any incentives to attach people to the workforce anymore. So that creates some problems.
As far as if these programs work, Dupler says,
It's amazing to me. Proponents of a UBI program, they say that this is a way to get rid of inequality and to help people who can't work. But you look at the examples of places that have tried this that have really robust social safety nets,
right.
And they even say that this does nothing to try and correct those inequalities. And everywhere, Finland and Canada, as I mentioned before, that have tried these programs have canceled them because they have shown to be ineffective.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.